Well, don't say I haven't been trying. We've tried for weeks and weeks on end. We've been trying to, you know, work around with SAFA just to help them, you know, get the coach for Bafana Bafana, especially after they parted ways with Molefe Nseki. And all South Africans are worried about Bafana Bafana. Where to from here? Those are the sort of questions that everybody's asking themselves, including myself and you. I'm sure that you want to know who's the next Bafana Bafana coach. Names have been bandied about. You know, everybody has been talking about their favorite and how they think Bafana Bafana can be rescued from this situation. Look, we can't say this is not crisis because crisis it is. I'm sorry about that. But now this is crisis with Bafana Bafana now unable to have a coach. 42 days before they play against Zimbabwe in their qualifiers.
Yeah, hi, my name is Mathis Mbete. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on dailysun.co.za Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics, and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts, and many more. They will be discussing a lot of information, especially for you, Daily Sun readers. Let's meet on the Sports Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Well, the coach was supposed to have been announced on Saturday, according to the statement that came from SAFA. But now they said something about the COVID-19 regulations and the way people are not allowed to travel, you know, especially in South Africa. Well, on that one, we know, you know, I mean, it has been happening. But now the question is, did SAFA only know now about restrictions? No, they didn't, because the restrictions have always been there, you know, since March last year, with indications that SAFA are struggling to find a coach. Let South Africans now coach Bafana Bafana. Why not? I think it might sound like a stupid idea, but desperate measures, you know, cause for desperate times. We have been fed a lot of information about the next coach. You know, your Hugo Bruos, your Carlos Queiroz, Hev Renard, and many other local coaches have been bandied about. We expect SAFA to put us out of our miseries, you know, on Saturday and name the coach, finally. Well, they backtrack, like I said, you know, and postpone the announcement for a later stage. They don't tell when. I just can't believe this, you know, that's myself. And reasons are that they cannot do it because of the coach cannot travel due to all the restrictions in South Africa. Yeah, well, but now SAFA knew many moons ago, as back as March 2020, that there would be COVID-19 restrictions and all those lockdowns. And it has been forever happening. And when they appointed or when they discussed, you know, the in their technical committee, that who do they want? I mean, they should have taken this thing in mind. They knew. And this is why everybody now around South Africa, you know, or around the world, they must have familiarized themselves with the communication of Teams, Zoom, Skype, you know, and many others, you know, because I know that these are the platforms where, you know, SAFA could have used just to make the announcement or just go on Twitter and give us a statement. I mean, the coach will come in at a later stage or whenever they feel like the coach is ready to come. But now, no one is prepared to come open and talk to us about this. I mean, from SAFA House, you know, Sun Sport or the Sports Talk, we tried our level best to speak to everybody at SAFA, but now no one is available for us. Like, no one is available for Bafana. We tried the president, Danny Jordan, the spokesperson, Dominic Chimave. We tried the chairperson of the technical committee, Joek Maluleka, CEO Teboho Motlhale, and I mean, all of them. I mean, all of a sudden, then these guys are not available on their phones to talk about this thing. And they are just a phone call away. Normally, they would say, you know, when they're arguing things, that just give us a call and we'll help you out. But now, this time around, didn't happen. You know, in such desperate measures, it calls for a stupid, desperate measure. Like, you know, why don't we just follow in the footsteps of the current Black Label Cup? You know, for now, because of the qualifiers, you know, I mean, SAFA must just ensure that Bafana Bafana report to camp. In fact, South Africans or SAFA will create a portal whereby South Africans, you know, will put in names in the cap, you know, names. We'll just throw in names, you know, in the cap. And now with all these names, then there will be an SMS line whereby people, South Africans at large, they must just select who should be in the starting lineup. Oh, I mean, among those players, we can always have those players come into camp and we can get a coach like a loyal coach, you know, somebody like Jomo Sono or somebody like Shakes Mashaba, they can always come in maybe when the players are in camp, the ones that were selected by South Africans, and they can just train them in camp. I mean, obviously, they will have to be paid some stipends because they will be volunteer coaches. Look, we're trying to come up with a solution here just to help SAFA. I mean, we can see that there's a lot of problems. And during match day, say, for instance, on the 5th of June, when they're supposed to play against Zimbabwe, South Africans will just vote or just throw in, from those list of names of the players, South Africans will just vote on who or which players do they think deserves to be in the starting lineup and those that deserve to be on the bench. And we will rely on that SMS line. It will be our coach because South Africans will be the coach of Bafana Bafana. So now, from there onwards, you know, like the Carling Black Label Cup goes, you know, as it has always been practiced in that competition by way of votes. And in the 30th minute of the game, then we'll also select again. The SMS line will open again. And we will be discussing now as, you know, South Africans, who should be substituted and by who. And, you know, the one with the majority votes will go. And I mean, at halftime, the same. You know, but by then, Jomo or Shakes Mashaba will still be in the with the players in the tunnel, just guiding them on how they played and what needs to be done. And also, the SMS line will also work where there will be comments from the South Africans, who will be the coaches at the time. This will save SAFA money in terms of the salary of the coach because, I mean, you bring in this guy, will be playing millions of rands, and when he doesn't qualify for the World Cup, then he will be fired. So we might as well like stick to that system and see how it works. And this time around, SAFA will be safe because when things go wrong, we get beaten by Ghana or Zimbabwe, then South Africans will take the blame or the responsibility. We were the coaches, then we are the ones who failed. Because as you can see in the Carling Black Label Cup, when a team loses, I mean, you can't blame the coach. You supporters are the ones who failed because you came up with the names and the substitutions and everything. Well, it might sound like a stupid idea, isn't it, for, I mean, a national team. But since, you know, SAFA can't decide on who they want or when is the coach coming, I mean, it's 42 days away, you know, from this to happen. Drastic measures come for stupid measures, you know, that's what we are taking. I just hope, you know, the South African football would come to their senses and come up with a name, somebody else who's going to be either coaching Bafana, because if they're not going to have a coach, then South Africans will do it themselves. We can do it, like I was saying, you know, it has always been done in the Black Label Cup. So why don't we practice again it here with Bafana Bafana? I don't think, I mean, we'll be crucified for coming up with that idea. But I know myself, we'll be crucified. Do you think yourself that this idea works or it's just a stupid idea? My name is Matthew Simpeta. Let's meet again on the Sports Talk. I hope by then when we meet, maybe SAFA would have come up with a decision or made up their mind on who will be the Bafana Bafana coach, because we've got a technical committee that cannot decide. If they can't decide, then we'll decide for them. Adios.